The full-time whistle has just gone here in a wet and windy townie, and Kilkear have breezed through their opening clash in the 2020 Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Donegal Senior Football Championship, inflicting a 26-point defeat on Termon here this afternoon. It has finished 4 goals and 21 points to Termon's 7 points. When we last spoke to you, Termon had a 3-18 to 7-point advantage with the likes of Matthew McLean, Stephen McBurtie, Patrick McBurtie, and the evergreen Michael Higgerty adding on scores towards the end of the half as Kilkear start their championship campaign on a positive note. Of course, those involved in GAA circles expected Kilkear to come through this with ease today, which it resulted in them doing so. But Termon starting with 8 of their minors, which lined out and won the county title last year at minor level. A very, very youthful Termon side. A real baptism of fire for them for championship football here today. But Kilkear, of course, having one eye on next week against St Unan's, coming through with an easy 26-point win here today. The last score of the game was a goal by Michael Higgerty. We're told by his brother that he'd be 42 years of age in May, and he got the 4th goal for Kilkear. Patrick McBurtie ended the game with 6 points today. Stephen McBurtie scored 1-3. Connor Doherty was very impressive. He got the 3rd goal in the second half for Kilkear. He started it in front of his own goals, worked his way up the pitch, got his hand to the ball, which nestled in the back of the net at the ocean end of the ground here in Towny. He finished the day with 1-3. And we could probably give man of the match to Connor Doherty here today in Towny. Ryan McHugh wasn't too far away. He was pulling the strings, but a comprehensive win in the end for Kilkear, Martin McHugh. And I suppose it's seen as good preparation as it ahead of St Unan's next week.
Ah, yeah. Listen, the important thing is to win your matches. The important thing this weekend, this is our second match we've had. We're back at football, and it's great to see. And it's starting to rain now here and all. It was dry enough early on for the up to half time, and then maybe just 10 minutes into the second half. So it's great to have football back and everything else. Yeah, an easy one for Kilkear. They've called it an easy one today as well, you know. And teams will be targeting games. It's strange to be seeing the Termon, this is the game they feel that we're never going to win. So they're probably targeting the Bundoran game at home next week. It's important to get them a couple of points, you know. You want it. There are certain teams that are won the championship. There's other teams wanting to stay out of relegation. So Termon will be a team. And with the young lads, obviously, as you know them all, they're there and everything else. It's a good learning for them. That's what you do. You put them out against teams and against players, and they find out what they're about and everything else, and it'll stand for them later on. I remember years ago Kilkear were getting that kind of hammering as well, so it's no harm to do from a Termon point of view. They didn't put down their heads. They keep battling to the very, very end and stand for them. And I think that, yeah, the Unions game is going to be a big game. It's going to be the first really big game of the championship, and we look forward to that next Friday night. You know, and I think the game is live on television as well. I know you're going to have it live on Highland Radio as well. So it's going to be the first test. We'll find out a lot about Unions, particularly where they're a very young side as well. They're playing a very young side where they're at. And Kilkear, you know, it was an important year for Kilkear. And the important thing from their point of view is just to win matches. So, yeah, Unions, big game. Very big game, Kilkear. From Termon's point of view, I think they'll look forward to Bundoran next week. Bundoran would have been disappointed themselves with the performance against St Unan's. So, yeah, it's all to play for us, and that's what it's about. And we're looking forward to next weekend.
Yeah, 8 different scores for Kilkear today. Matthew McLean ended the game with 5 points. The other goal scorer for Kilkear in the first half was Pádraig Kerr, while Darren McDade scored four of the points for Termon, with Stephen Michael Wayne, Ryan McFadden and Ricky Geller also getting on the score sheet. Termon next week, they are at home against Bundoran. The big one is Kilkear against Unions. Good preparation for Kilkear. They've won through with 26 points. Final score in Towny, it was 4-21 Kilkear, 7 points to Termon.